Mallow said calmly, I can make nothing of all this. Barr smiled. I'm content with the answer. I do not examine my guests. But if there are magicians, if you are one of them, there may someday be a great influx of them, or you. Perhaps that would be well. Maybe we need new blood. He muttered soundlessly to himself, then, slowly, but it works the other way, too. Our new viceroy also dreams, as did our old Wiskard. Also after the Emperor's crown? Barr nodded. My son hears tales. In the viceroy's personal entourage, one could scarcely help it, and he tells me of them. Our new viceroy would not refuse the crown if offered, but he guards his line of retreat. There are stories that, failing imperial heights, he plans to carve out a new empire in the barbarian hinterland. It is said, but I don't vouch for this, that he has already given one of his daughters as wife to a kinglet somewhere in the uncharted periphery. If one listened to every story, I know. There are many more. I'm old, and I babble nonsense. But what do you say? And those sharp old eyes peered deep. The trader considered. I say nothing. But I'd like to ask something. Does Sewenna have atomic power? Now wait, I know that it possesses the knowledge of atomics. I mean, do they have power generators intact? Or did the recent sack destroy them? Destroy them? Oh no. Half a planet would be wiped out before the smallest power station would be touched. They are irreplaceable and the suppliers of the strength of the fleet. Almost proudly, we have the largest and best on this side of Trantor itself. Then what would I do first if I wanted to see these generators? Nothing, replied Barr decisively. You couldn't approach any military center without being shot down instantly. Neither could anyone. Sewenna is still deprived of civic rights. You mean all the power stations are under the military? No. There are the small city stations, the ones supplying power for heating and lighting homes, powering vehicles and so forth. Those are almost as bad. They're controlled by the tech men. Who are they? A specialized group which supervises the power plants. The honor is hereditary, the young ones being brought up in the profession as apprentices. Strict sense of duty, honor, and all that. No one but a tech man could enter a station. I see.